Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song each of those three decades in order. Well, we'll pick it up in the 1980s with Lionel Richie, then Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, The Undisputed Truth, Diana Ross, Brenda Holloway, Gladys Knight and the Pips, The Daz Band, and The Supremes. Well, first up this half hour, Lionel Richie and My Love, right here on Motown Memories.
I've been through so many changes in my life, woman. It's a wonder I ain't lost my mind. And I ain't never said how much I need. I sure need you by my side. My love, just thinking about you, baby, just blows my mind. My love, just thinking about you, baby, just blows my mind.
Then I'd take every drop of rain and watch all your troubles. there's never been enough, then I'd give my love to you, for you to keep for the rest of your life. Oh, and happiness would surely be ours, and that would be all right. Oh, yes, it would.
Safe for a while, that was it. And if living for myself is what I'm guilty of, go on and sentence me, I'll still be free. It's my turn to see what I can see. I hope you'll understand, this time's just for me, because it's my turn. With no apologies, I've given up the truth to those I've tried to please, but now it's my turn. If I don't have all the answers, at least I know I'll take my share of chances.
Diana Ross with It's My Turn, reaching number 9 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1980. Before that, The Undisputed Truth, What It Is, reaching number 71 from 1972. Their big hit was Smiling Faces Sometime, which reached number 3 in 1971. And before that, Marvin Gaye and Tamara Trail together, If I Could Build My World Around You, reaching number 10 from 1967. And we started this half hour with Lionel Richie and My Love, number 5 from 1983. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all charting songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. One song in each of those three decades in order. Well, we're back to the 1960s, and coming up, Brenda Holloway and When I'm Gone. Well, When I'm Gone was written by Smokey Robinson, and it was a single that he produced twice. One for early Motown star Mary Wells, and the other for fellow Motown vocalist Brenda Holloway, which you'll hear coming up. Well, Brenda Holloway's version became a hit, while Mary Wells's was aborted after the singer left the label in 1964. Well, When I'm Gone was one of the last records that Mary Wells ever recorded while at Motown. She was fresh from the success of My Guy, which reached number one, and with her Motown contract expiring the year of My Guy and its success, Mary decided to terminate her contract with Motown. complaining that Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, refused to give Mary the royalties that she earned during a successful tenure. Well, meanwhile, Motown's latest new signed female artist, Brenda Holloway, was released in her first single, Every Little Bit Hurts, which shot to number 13 in the United States Billboard charts. After Mary departed, Motown eventually convinced Brenda to record some of Mary Wells' songs, partially due to the fact that Berry Gordy felt that Brenda Holloway was the next Mary Wells, although both singles' vocals differed from each other's. Well, here is Brenda Holloway and When I'm Gone, right here on Motown Memories.
What are you gonna do when I'm gone? Whose shoulder are you gonna cry on? What are you gonna do on the day when I turn my head and just walk away now? What are you gonna say to your friends when the talk around town begins? Will you tell them how you treated me bad? You tell him how you made me so sad. Cause you make some people think that you love me a lot, but they just don't know you. And what they see isn't what we got. We're happy in the public's eye. They think you're such a wonderful guy. Mr. Hyde.
Mm-hmm. song? Email Tom at motormemories@yahoo.com.
You'll
The Supremes featuring Diana Ross at Back of My Arms Again, and they reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1965. Before that, the Daz Band and Let It Whip, number three in the Pop Charts, number one in the Rhythm and Blues Charts, and number two in the U.S. Dance Charts in 1982. That was their only top 40 song. Before that, Glass Nine the Pips and Daddy Could Swear I Declare, number 19 from 1973. And we started this set with Brenda Holloway and When I'm Gone, number 25 from 1965. Well, this hour would feature some great songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.